And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
When is the last time you did something for the first time? Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow for Christian leaders. So when is the last time you did something for the first time? Think about it for a moment. If you're younger than 30, you probably think this is a silly question because it's so basic. It's like asking, when's the last time that you breathed air? Of course you've tried something for the first time recently. But if you're 50 or 60, maybe it's been a while, maybe a long while. I remember reading a study back in the mid-90s that suggested the amount of knowledge the average person needed to thrive in the world doubled every generation. To say this a different way, in 1995, my grandparents needed to learn only half as much as my parents did. It took about a generation for needed knowledge to double. This study in 95 estimated that this doubling of knowledge rate had gone from 20 years for my grandparents to just 4 years for me. This meant that some of the knowledge gained by freshmen in college in 1995 was obsolete by the time they were seniors in 99. This is one of the reasons that training, education, and people development are so important for any organization. I think about the rate of change today compared back to the mid-90s and figure it must be at a whole order of magnitude faster. Maybe it's down to 1 year now when knowledge doubles. Just think about the new things in your life over just the past 5 years. Phones that have email capability, GPS, voice recognition, and on and on. Video phoning for free anywhere in the world. Hundreds, if not thousands, of friendships created and sustained through Facebook. Car functions that are voice activated. Automatic parallel parking. And brakes that are automatically employed when danger is sensed. And again, the list goes on and on. Here are some of the things I use regularly that I'd never heard of 5 years ago. Doodle. It's a website for scheduling meetings, and I use it often. GPS on my phone, so I don't have to plan ahead of how I will get somewhere. And by the way, I'm noticing that planning ahead seems to be becoming a thing of the past. Teaching classes live to people located at their computer anywhere in the world. If you're older than 50, and if you want to stay relevant, you need to learn more and faster than ever before in your life. Cruising into retirement is a thing of the past. What are you willing to try so you remain a potent learner and a relevant Christian leader? Some of the toughest learning we will do is what some have coined unlearning. Of course, if you're younger, your unlearning list is much shorter than mine. Here are some examples of things I've needed to unlearn over the past few years. Turns out proper grammar and punctuation aren't needed for texting, and it's taking me a while to unlearn that, and my kids tease me every now and then about it. Checking my voicemail twice a day doesn't cut it anymore. I have to unlearn that. Now I have to check 3 different voicemail, 2 different email accounts, and texts, and oh, by the way, still snail mail, work and at home. And much of this is done continuously throughout my day, not just twice a day. Dressing formally for events like church and business meetings, well, that's a thing of the past in many settings. Now I have to discern whether it's formal, business casual, or casual, and what all those even mean. Now, thankfully, this world of ever-increasing change, the most important things are still the same and will never need to be unlearned. Things that are thousands of years old. Things like loving God with all my heart. Loving my neighbor as myself. Dying to myself so that I can live fully for Christ. These things take a lifetime of learning to realize them to the fullest. And once learned, they must never be unlearned. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We all know elderly people that are amazing and still learning. We also know cantankerous old curmudgeons who started to refuse to grow eons ago. Or those who just want to relive the good old days. You know, the older I get, the better I was kind of person. As a Christian leader, I challenge you to choose a lifelong path of growth and renewal. Start this week. Start today, if possible. Then if I ask next week, when's the last time that you did something for the first time? You'll have an answer that's quick and fresh. Next week, I'll talk about another topic that challenges all of us to be better Christian leaders. I hope you'll join me at this same time and on this same station. Until then, I pray you experience God's rich blessings.